Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Well, thank you, Logan, and welcome back to the U.S. She's not here in person this morning, but we'll be sometime soon. She's getting her United States legs back under as we speak, probably sound asleep at the moment. Welcome, everybody. We're going to talk green living today, as we always do. Got two interesting guests coming up for you, one at the bottom of the hour and one at the beginning of the second hour, 10. If you don't get both hours, you can listen on dirtdoctor.com, streamed live. We're going to talk about two completely different things. Judy Barrett is the author of a new book about heirloom plants, and we're going to talk to her at 9:30. And she's done a lot of interesting things. She's an organic person like me, so we'll talk about these wonderful things called heirloom plants and why you ought to be interested in them, whether you're a gardener or whether you're going to the store to buy some food. And then we're going to talk about a bed, a mattress, actually a new mattress that I have and I'm just thrilled about. And one of the representatives from the company is going to come in and talk about it. It's going to be a little bit of a follow-up on something very interesting that has happened this week with our newsletter. We do a newsletter on a weekly basis. A lot of you already know that, about 75,000 or so. And it's a simple newsletter. It's one subject at a time. It's free. We just simply need your address. We need your email address for you to get it. So if you're not getting it, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can fill out the form that's on the homepage there. This last one, more than doubled the traffic that we get on our website the day that it went out, and it was still really high the day after that. The unique visits to the website just roared way, way up, and I was a little bit surprised about it, to tell you the truth. The subject was bed bugs, and we've talked about bed bugs on the show to some degree. I've got some pretty strong recommendations, the main ones being to stay away from the toxic chemicals. It's not an insect that causes, you know, a whole lot of really serious diseases or kills anybody or anything like that. It's just a very annoying insect. There may be some people that would argue with that, I guess. It not only had the most traffic like that, we had the most number of people say they didn't want the newsletter anymore, which was fascinating to me. It may have just been because so many people saw it. We had a lot of people ask if they could forward it on to other people and run it in other newsletters and things like that, and I think that's probably what caused the big spike in people going to our website. But what we recommend for bed bugs is pretty simple. It's also totally non-toxic. And I guess a few people had some issues with that, thinking that these toxic products, these neurotoxins that are out there on the market, are needed for bed bug control. And they're not at all. The things that we recommend are totally non-toxic and work great. And they're covered in the newsletter. But one of the things that I forgot to put in the newsletter, and we're going to probably follow it up, the next newsletter, with some information about this bed, this mattress that I'm going to talk to you about, because it can itself be a solution. And the reason is this mattress is made out of natural latex, big, thick layers of natural latex, and you can adjust the softness and all that, and it's totally organic. In fact, it's certified 100% organic, which is a big deal. But the other part of it, and I didn't put in this bed bug story, which was a mistake, and that's why we're going to follow it up with another newsletter, it sets up a condition that is totally makes it totally immune to having bed bugs. They can't live in the latex and the wool that's also part of the mattress, and that's part of what we're going to talk about. And we'll, like I said, follow it up with the newsletter and more information about both of those issues, bed bug control and also the mattress. We've had a few people make some additional suggestions about what they do and what to spray. One person said that whenever they travel, they take the bed linens off of the bed and spray the bed and then put their own sheets on the bed and go to a lot of trouble. That's fine if you want to do that. I certainly have no problem with that. Just don't use toxic chemicals. One of the people that emailed me about that said that they did, and they got that tip from one of their friends. You can spray with orange oil, which is has a pretty strong fragrance, and it'll kill them. If you don't like that fragrance, you can use any of the EcoSmart products. They work. Or any of the other non-toxic insect-killing kind of sprays. They're not that hard to kill. You just simply don't have to use the neurotoxins. And what she recommended was to spray the mattress and then put your own sheets on top of that. There are also encasements out there, if you haven't read the newsletter, that you can actually encase mattresses with. Of course, you wouldn't do that when you travel. You'd do that on your own mattresses if you've ever had an infestation. But anyway, we'll talk more about that in the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll follow up with a new newsletter. So if you want our newsletter, doesn't cost you a dime, and if you don't want it, you can bail out like 25 people did out of 75,000. I was kind of flabbergasted. We usually get one or two or three that bail from it. They just get all the email they want, I guess, or somebody put them on the list and they just don't want to listen to my non-toxic recommendations. But we certainly don't want you on there if you don't want it, and it's real easy to get off if you don't want the newsletter. So give it a whirl, and the rest of the information on the website is helpful for you as well. We have we talked with Bob Webster on his show about a couple of things I want to pass on to you, but I had some questions. Oh, and the telephone number, if you want to be with me, is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. A couple of questions came in this week about the product that could also be used in this bed bug situation called BioWash. BioWash is a cleaner. It's a cleaner that's very high quality. We recommend it. It's sold in the Green Living shop online at dirtdoctor.com and greenliving.com, green-living.com. And I recommend it very much. But somebody asked me if you could spray dogs with it. And the question came up from two different directions from some of the listeners. One question was about fleas, and the other was about mange. And the answer in both cases is yes. Mange is controlled by cornmeal also. I guess the most common thing that we've recommended and the most common report that we've gotten back from people saying, hey, this really worked, was giving the dogs suffering from mange, and it's normally dogs that are in unhealthy condition. A lot of people report to me that this is the situation when they've picked up a stray dog or they've tried to rescue one that was running wild or whatever, and it was malnourished and all that. And the mange comes in as a result of that, and it's a fungal situation. And that's why cornmeal works so well. You do a dip of cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, is the best choice. People ask me related to that about how to cure toenail fungus, and don't be shocked by that. We talk about that a lot, and it's on the website. MDs send people to our website now just on that subject. And soaking your feet in a slurry of warm cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal again with water, is a cure for toenail fungus. Does it work with one soaking? Yes, in some cases. Some cases it takes four or five. It gets better each time. Depends on the severity of the case. But it also covers other kind of fungal skin problems. You can do poultice, make a poultice of cornmeal, the wet cornmeal, and put it on the area. And it works great. We get a lot of feedback on it. Well, that's the same way it works for mange. You make a dip out of water and not toxic chemicals like a lot of people still do. It just drives me nuts. It's the worst thing you can do to your poor pets is dip them down in a a dip, a bath of toxic chemistry. It goes right through their skin, right into their bloodstream. It's the worst thing you could do to an animal, especially when something totally non-toxic would work. Well, I'm going to get some more people disagreeing with me today, I'm sure, but shouldn't, because it works, and we've got a lot of proof of it. Some of the people that don't even agree with me on other issues have reported about how well the cornmeal works for the mange. But, you know, you make this cornmeal solution for a dip. You could probably put a cup of cornmeal in 5 gallons of water or something like that. You can go more if you want to. Dip them in there, make sure it gets all over their skin, and it'll do a great job. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
You've heard me talk about zeolite a lot, and you're going to hear me talk about it a lot more. And there's a specific zeolite I recommend. It's Zeotech from down south of San Antonio, but it's available all around. They have the best cat litter. The critter crystals are for other small pets. Zequine is for the horse stalls. Zeobrite for the swimming pool filter. And for the bed preparation, we use the new Turf Aid. It's zeotechcorp.com, or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store. Can't find Zeotech zeolite? Contact us at info@dirtdoctor.com.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized. And value. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for Affordable Hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so. There's no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions. And also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One other thing related to the dogs, the question coming in was, can you use the BioWash spray that I recommend all the time for cleaning and disease control on plants and things like that on animals? And the answer is yes. Our new little puppy, who's getting to be a pretty good chunky little puppy at this point, Tater, you can see what he looks like on the website there also, had a little red tummy and was itching all the time right at the beginning when we brought him home from the SPCA, and could never find any fleas on him. Judy said she found some little bitty fleas once or twice, but I never saw any on him. But he was scratching, probably some kind of an allergy, could have been some kind of no-see-em, some kind of very small mites or insects of some kind. And I started spraying him just occasionally with the BioWash that we had under the sink that we use for cleaning and various kinds of things, cleaning up Tater's little boo-boos in the house that haven't totally gone away, by the way. But he got rid of that little pink stomach and itchiness completely from the BioWash. It's just a really high-quality, technically made soap. It's very, very small particles is the reason that a molecule is the reason it works so well. It's in the Green Living shop if you want to see what it is, called BioWash. And it's in some stores in some parts of the country, especially in Texas, because it was how we helped to introduce it originally under the brand name Plant Wash. But it's on our website and in a lot of stores around the country as BioWash. And is it fine for cats and dogs and pets? Yes, no problem at all. There was also some conversation about cleaning clogged drains, and that's a particular interest for me because we have a situation in our house where we have some of that old Orangeburg drain line that is just amazing that anybody ever used it. It's a real soft, crumbly, tar-based kind of a material. It can break easily, and we've had the drain jam up a couple of times, and we're about to do a remodeling of our swimming pool area, and we're trying to decide whether we should redo the whole sewer line at the same time. But we haven't had it clog up in quite a while, and I got to thinking about why, and one of the reasons is that I use baking soda a lot. Baking soda is in a couple of the articles that you can find on the website as far as using it specifically to clean out clogs. Other people will use vinegar with it, and that forms a bubbling and fizzing kind of a reaction, and that works okay. In fact, I'm writing a column about this now. I may do it as a newsletter. It'll be on the website for sure in the library. That's where you find all the subjects. If you have a question about something that I don't get around to bringing up on the air, go into dirtdoctor.com, go into the library button, and everything's in alphabetical order there. You just click on the letter and look it up. But I use baking soda to clean. I have a device that I use at night that helps me breathe a little bit better, and our dentist, Dr. Alan Sprinkle, made it for me. It helps you sleep better. And I clean it with baking soda. I also brush my teeth with baking soda kind of off and on with a commercial toothpaste that I use that doesn't have any fluoride in it. I'm a big anti-fluoride guy. And maybe because, and if I ever have, we've talked about this on the show before, if I ever have heartburn, if I've eaten something kind of strange, which I rarely have, but if I do, it wakes me up in the night, I go in and take about a teaspoon of baking soda and drink it down with some water, and it stops it just immediately. Other people use orange oil products. Orange oil tablets are available, capsules, and other people use apple cider vinegar. All those things are fine. And the vinegar and the and I do a lot of vinegar myself, too. I take it every day, and so some of it is going down the drain as well. So the combination of those two things may keep the drain lines clean and might be one reason why we haven't had any problems in quite a while. It's one of those things that you do for a long period of time, and all of a sudden it dawns on you one day that, hey, I'm not having the problems that I used to have. Got an article sent to me by one of the professional greenhouse magazines, and it relates to homeowners, so I wanted to kind of pass it on to you. It made me remember that not everybody out there recommends the natural organic techniques, and it was the top 10 things to put in your potting soils for interior plants, and it talked about a lot of things that I don't recommend. The first one was limestone. Limestone in the potting soil is one thing that, believe it or not, I do recommend. I think you need some calcium in the potting soil. What we normally recommend rather than limestone in potting soils is soft rock phosphate or just rock phosphate, and you get some calcium along with the phosphorus rather than putting dolomite or high calcium lime in the potting soil. It also talks about wetting agents. Now, some of these wetting agents are synthetic polymers. You've probably seen them. They get wet and they swell up and look like big crystals. They're okay, but I don't like them very much. They are a petroleum-based product, and I don't use those. We use lava sand and rock materials and other things that are natural compost. Water-soluble fertilizers we never use. Calcined clays are recommended in this article. They're okay. Slow-release fertilizers, well, all the organic fertilizers are slow-release. We do recommend biological agents, the Thrive and the Garrett juice. That's all you need to go along with the compost and sugars and rock materials. I'm Howard Garrett. We'll be back with our guest right after this.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs. Red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes. Green bag for normally active dogs. And the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Roddy Howard back with you, and just finishing up real quickly on that potting soil do's and don'ts. The don'ts I talked about there, the other two don'ts are big ones. I don't recommend peat moss or pine bark in potting soils, and there's a whole lot of reasons go into detail on the website on dirtdoctor.com, so check it out. What I do recommend is compost, coconut fibers, great, then the rock materials. Any of the rock materials are fine, granite, expanded shale, the lava sand, like I mentioned, zeolite is very high on my list. And then sugars, a little dry molasses and a little cornmeal in the mix and plant and just have great production. A lot of the same things that I recommend in beds outside. Well, joining me now is a friend that I hadn't seen for a long time. It's Judy Barrett, who's the author of a new book, and I like her book a lot. Judy, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
It's called What Makes Heirloom Plants So Great. It's by the Texas A&M Press. Judy is an author. She has a regular publication that we'll tell you about in a little bit and how to get more information. But we want to talk about this new book because it's about plants that are kind of maligned, I think, a little bit and not used nearly enough. That's the whole point of the book, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think people are getting more interested in heirlooms. One of the ones that's been more popular in the past couple of years have been tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime people can find a really great taste in tomato that's pretty easy to grow, they'll sit up and pay attention. And that's gotten people more interested in other heirlooms as well.
Well, you've got some interesting information about cross-pollination being a problem and how far apart plants need to be. You and I were talking about one specific one off the air that I stumbled into a long time ago from one of my listeners called Italian Rose. It's such a great tasting one. It's why we like it so much. But if you grow it and save the seed every year and save the seed every year, can a regular homeowner with gardens in other people's own properties nearby be fairly certain that they're going to keep that seed the same as they started with?
Yeah, it's pretty easy, especially with tomatoes, which are pretty much self-pollinating. The pollen falls from the top of the plant down to the blooms below.
Right, from vibration.
And they're not,
wind,
yeah,
right?
They're really not wind-pollinated like some crops, like corn. And tomatoes are, I wouldn't grow two varieties right next to each other, but if they're, spread even a few feet, it's not a problem. And you can save the seeds, and every year you grow the same seed, it gets a little bit better because it gets a little better adapted to your garden. And that's one of the things that really makes heirlooms great, is you can see how well they're doing in your particular spot.
Yeah, and a lot of times the same heirloom won't do as well just right down the street in a little bit different kind of soil. It's a pretty fascinating thing. They'll all do fairly well, but you're going to find plants that you try to grow in your property that just do a whole lot better than other seed that were supposed to be exactly the same.
Well, that's true, and that's true of all plants, not just heirlooms. The hybrids won't always produce as well either, so... I think your chances are better with an heirloom because they are very adaptable plants, and they've lived a long time because they can survive in a lot of different situations.
Well, the critics would say that the heirlooms don't produce as well, not as many tomatoes or as many other fruits. What do you say to that?
Well, I've heard people say that. They've said, I don't weigh every tomato I get off of my plant to know exactly how many pounds come off a plant. But I had rather have one really fabulous tasting tomato than three not so good tomatoes.
No, I agree with that.
And, they produce plenty well for me. I have more, my freezer's full of tomatoes right now, so I have more than I need.
Yeah, if you got that healthy soil, you're going to have good luck. I grow one called Super Fantastic that's always done really well for me, and a lot of people have tried it and sent me good reports, and it's one of those old roses. Malcolm likes one called Supersonic. Have you ever tried that one?
I haven't,
It did fair for me, and that's a good example. It did a lot better for him in San Antonio than it did for me in Dallas.
Right.
Judy's in Taylor, Texas, is where she is. You've been an organic gardener, I assume, for quite a while, haven't you, Judy?
I have, yeah, pretty much forever. I learned to garden from my grandpa, who was just an old-time gardener and never even considered going and buying toxic waste. So it just seemed like the way to go. And then when I did occasionally go to a store and look at a pesticide bottle, it always scared me to death, so I went home without it.
Oh, good for you. Some of the plants that you talk about specifically in the book, what makes heirloom plants so great? The petunia multiflora, the old kind of petunia, that's a plant that's not used nearly enough. I really, really like that because of the fragrance.
Oh, I do too. And it's beautiful. It has different colored flowers on the plant, everything from white to purple. And it's a great plant. And it's extremely hardy. And I tell the story about my mother lived up north of Dallas, and I got to her house one night in the dark, and she had not left the porch light, and I was stumbling around on the back porch and clunked into this big plant. And I thought, well, why'd she put that pot plant in the middle of the porch? And finally got in. The next morning, I went out, and it was a huge bouquet of these petunias that had grown up through a crack in the cement porch.
That shows how tough they are.
It does. They want to live.
Can you buy them? Can you find them at the garden centers?
You can. You can't find them at every garden center, obviously, but you can find them. I've bought them at the Antique Rose Emporium in San Antonio and Brenham. You can get the seeds from Seed Savers Exchange and from some other seed sources like that.
Well, they're really tough, too. They can grow in hot weather and do all kinds of things that the regular hybrids that are in the stores don't do as well.
That's right. And they're good about reseeding and just kind of keeping themselves going for a few years.
Well, another plant you mentioned in there that I've done pretty well with is pomegranate. I got a start from one of my listeners several years ago, and it probably had 200 pomegranates on it this year. I always, every year, I fool around and wait too long and don't harvest them early enough, and a lot of the wildlife get them. But what I do get off of the plant is just fantastic to eat, and it's really a healthy fruit.
Oh, yeah. They're good for you, and they're one of the oldest plants around. They go, you know, way back to biblical times, so they've got a good long life of sturdy growth behind them.
Well, I think it's a good example of one that works well as a hand-me-down, because some of the pomegranate you buy in the stores, they're sold because they have great big beautiful red flowers, but they don't produce fruit very well.
Yeah.
And I think they're adapted maybe to more to the, some other part of the country may be the problem.
It could be. Yeah, one of the problems with a lot of the hybrid plants is that they're developed with one aspect in mind, and like the big flowers or the different color flowers or, you know, disease resistant for a specific thing. And in doing that, they lose what the essence of the plant was in the first place. So for home gardeners, we want good pomegranates, and we want tasty tomatoes, and we want sweet peas that smell good, not that are a peculiar color.
Well, I think one thing that's happened, tomatoes would be a good example. The research at the universities comes from what's a good production tomato, you know, that will produce a lot on the plant and has tough skin, and you can ship it and all that kind of thing. And a lot of times those taste terrible.
Yeah, it's true. They're, you know, the commercial big farmers want something entirely different than home gardeners. They want plants they can ship across the country. They want plants that all get ripe the same day so a machine can harvest them. You know, we don't want that. We want things that taste good, and we don't particularly want them all to get ripe the same day.
One thing about the heirloom plants is that I believe they are becoming a little bit more available at the grocery store level. The prices are still absurd in a lot of cases, but are you seeing them become a little bit, for people that aren't gardeners, that just want to go buy something that tastes better?
Yeah, you see them a little bit more at the store, and you see them a lot more at the farmer's market.
Right.
Good and point. That's definitely, you know, the way to go. If it's a farmer's market season, we probably should all be buying our produce there. And so many of the farmer's markets these days are organic, and they are much more interested in trying new varieties and having some interesting things instead of just the standard old, you know, celebrity tomato forever and ever.
Well, that tomato, some people may be wondering what the tomato was you and I were talking about. It was called Italian Rose. Malcolm Beck, my friend, our friend in San Antonio, called it Italian Ugly because it kind of develops a strange shape sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of gnarly up around the top.
But if you make a note of that and can ever find one, you'll see it. It's not bright red. It's a little bit of a pinky red. And the flavor is just over the top, wonderful. There's a lot of other good ones, too, but that just happened to be a good one.
Yeah, and it's a big tomato. You know, a lot of times the little tomatoes are the ones that do really well in our heat, but mm-hmm. that one is a big slicer that does well.
Well, we'll talk about a lot of different plants. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hard time about one of them that I get the most questions about how to get rid of it than anything, and that's trumpet vine. You really have to be careful with that one, don't you?
Well, I grow mine in a pot.
So it can't escape.
That's
they
right.
are beautiful flowers, but
yeah,
boy.
They are, and they're incredibly sturdy. You know, I really like that in a plant. I like one that'll take care of itself when I'm not in the mood to go take care of it. So,
well, one thing is, a lot of the listeners will be in apartments and don't have a lot of room, and we ought to talk about what can be grown in containers. One vine I want to talk about when we come back. We're going to need to take a break here in a minute, but I'd like to talk about passion flower or May pop. It's one that's gorgeous. It can also become invasive a little bit, but we'll
right.
talk about that one and some others, any that you want to bring up, and let's tell people about how to get your publications and all that. Do you have a website to begin with?
I do. It's homegrowntexas.com.
Homegrowntexas.com, and that's the name of her publication. It's called Homegrown, and we'll tell you about that and some other things when we come back. It's Judy Barrett. She's the author of What Makes Heirloom Plants So Great. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number if you want to jump in here. If not, just sit back and listen to us chat. 866-444-3478.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. And my guest today is Judy Barrett, who is the author of a really cool book. It's not a huge book. It's really easy to read, and I think you'll enjoy it a lot. It's called What Makes Heirloom Plants So Great. Judy, let's talk about one of those heirlooms, the Maypop, which is not used by that many people, the passion flower. How do you actually eat the fruit? I have a couple of times, and it's always been pretty good.
A few times. I don't really grow it for that. I grow it because it's pretty.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I like the plant.
It's one that can be a little invasive, and I think that a lot of the things you talk about in the book can be grown in pots, like you suggested, for people that live in apartments and don't have a whole lot of room. You can have beautiful things that smell good, and some of these things are edible. One of them is a tree called the redbud. Talk about the recipe that you have in there for eating redbud flowers. I thought that was really a fascinating thing. I've eaten them a lot myself. I usually just toss them into salads as garnish. But
right, yeah, they're beautiful plants, and they're you know, it's, again, a lot of these things are not things you're going to eat every day. But it's fun to know that you can. You can make a syrup out of it. You know, and you can use it. But one of the things you said is that it's the opposite side of the coin. The heirlooms are easy to propagate and easy to keep going, But that means that they can get overly enthusiastic sometimes.
That's right.
And so that's when they get to be invasive or kind of a problem. I've got a cosmos that has kind of moved over my whole neighborhood. And it makes seeds which blow in the wind and come up in my garden and come up in the neighbor's garden and come up, you know, several houses down the street. And I don't think of that as invasive. I think of that as neighborly. But, you know, it can become a problem for some people. So
plus, that one's easy to pull out if you
need
to do it.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them are. And so that's, you know, that's one of the things. There's so many different varieties of all these little plants, too. You know, there are a lot of hybrid passion vines that have big dramatic flowers, and they're really almost tropical, and those are not the ones that will do that well in our garden, but the older ones, which are the ones that make the fruit, mm-hmm. will do beautifully.
Yeah, and they're the ones that will spread the most, and that's probably fairly typical, I guess. But
right, yeah.
I think it's a great angle that you're talking about here. Tell people about your publication, how often and how they can find out more about it. I guess they can go to the website for one thing. But
well, the fact is that I stopped publishing Homegrown.
Oh, you
in
did?
The
I didn't
spring
know that.
Of this year.
Well,
yeah,
I'm learning something new. But you still have the website.
I have the website, and I'm concentrating on books. I had a book out last year about herbs called "What Can I Do with My Herbs?"
Right, good book
and,
too. Yeah, I've got it.
And this year, this one, and I've got a recipe book probably coming out next year. So when I started Homegrown, there really was not a Texas organic gardening publication. You and John and Malcolm were doing a fabulous job on the radio, but there wasn't a magazine, and that was what I set out to do. And after 12 years, I felt like I had sort of accomplished that and was ready to move on. And I've got a bunch of really great grandchildren.
That's good.
And so I'm working on books and playing with grandkids.
Enjoying
now.
Them. Well, good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
I noticed you cover ginkgo in here. I've got a pretty famous ginkgo because it was planted when Logan, my daughter, was born in 1985, and it has put on so much new growth every year. It's just shocked everybody about how
uh-huh.
well it grows. But
yeah.
one thing we learned about it that I have talked about a few times on the air is that everybody tells you to buy male plants so you don't have the fruit.
Right.
And of course, the Asians value the fruit highly. Well, mine was planted as a male, mm-hmm. and about 11 years in, started having fruit.
Yeah.
And there is some thought in some books, and I think I may be on board with that, that that is a plant that can change sex, kind of like a papaya can.
Well, you know, one thing about these very old plants is that they figure out a way to keep going.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, everybody bought, I don't know, 20 years ago, fruitless mulberries.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. And a whole bunch of them have mulberries now if they're still alive. So.
Yeah, most of them have died. That's right.
Well, they're that's true. But
short-lived.
They got fruit before they did, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, ginkgo is, it's one of the really beautiful fall trees as well that has
it's spectacular.
Bright yellow foliage.
Yeah, and the herb that's from the foliage and from the fruit, too, is good for your brain power. It's good all the way around, and it's one of those plants that's been found on every continent in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was around back when the dinosaurs were there. I noticed you cover mullein, which is considered a weed by a lot of people. I love it. It's a great biennial that I let flower and I let the seed scatter and let it pop up wherever it wants to.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
terrific. And comfrey is a great plant that we use for rashes and poison ivy rash and insect bites. It's a great book. Her book, again, is What Makes Heirloom Plants So Great. Where can they get it, Judy?
Almost any bookstore has it. Amazon has it. And, of course, they can get it from me at homegrowntexas.com, and I'll autograph it.
That sounds like the way to go. And anyway, check it out and see what you think. My friend Judy Barrett, I've enjoyed having you on today, and hope to see you again soon.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Talk to you, Judy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And, yeah, I like her book a lot. Check it out. What makes heirloom plants so great? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. We're going to talk about that wonderful mattress I've been telling you about for some time right after this.